Dear Divine Feminine, we've stolen and suppressed your light far too long. Please forgive us, but it's time now to rise up. Over the last 26,500-year cycle, the religious political programming programmed us to suppress you and to intentionally delete the truth of the Divine Feminine. But the truth will set us free. You were never meant to fit inside of this system that we created from the statistical left-sided masculine reptilian brain. The need for greed leads to more need. Because your DNA doesn't come from this system. Your DNA comes from a lineage of powerful, living, sensual, eternal women who once held and still hold the codes of Earth's original divine design, the Divine Mother. And the pain you feel and have felt is what happens when you wake up your cosmic blueprint and DNA memory inside of a collapsed system that didn't have the capacity to hold the depth of your soul and the wisdom. We all come from a womb, man. And behind every great man, it lies a greater woman. But your womb, it's not just for babies. It's a multi-dimensional gateway. And every time you bleed, birth, or breathe with intention, you repair Mother Earth's grids, because the two are intimately connected. How we treat our woman is how we treat Mother Earth. And for too long, Mother Earth, we've raped her, but now she's giving birth, new earth, and it's time. Divine Feminine within us all, you are what was prophesied to rise so that we can come back into balance. And a woman who remembers with an open heart is the most powerful force on this planet. Watch out. Divine Feminine, rise up now. It's time to sit on your throne now. Been stealing your light far too long now. Pachamama crying out now. Divine Feminine, rise up. It's your time to shine.
For all of my single people out there, whether you're male or female, being single is actually a spiritual blessing. It makes your life so much easier. And I'm going to share this audiobook with you that has again come across my feed thanks to the influence of spiritual guidance. And it has truly been a blessing for me.
Most people are not afraid of being unloved. They are afraid of being alone with themselves. That is why they rush into relationships, tolerate disrespect, ignore red flags, and settle for half love just to avoid silence. But Buddhism teaches something shocking. It teaches that attachment is the root of suffering and that the constant craving for someone to complete you keeps your mind restless. Being single is not emptiness, it is space, space to grow. Space to heal. Space to discover who you are without distraction. And if you use this season wisely, it will become the strongest foundation of your life. Today, we are not talking about how to find love. We are talking about why staying single might be the most powerful spiritual decision you ever make. 1. Being single forces you to meet your true self. When you are constantly surrounded by romantic attention, your identity slowly begins to merge with another person's expectations, moods, reactions, and desires. Without even realizing it, you start adjusting yourself to maintain connection. You speak in ways that avoid conflict. You soften opinions that might create tension. You hide certain fears because you do not want to appear weak. You compromise parts of your personality just to keep harmony alive. Over time, you may not even notice how much of yourself has been shaped by the presence of someone else. But when you are single, all of that external reflection disappears. There is no one there to immediately respond to your emotions. No one there to distract you from uncomfortable thoughts. No one there to validate you when you feel uncertain. And suddenly, you are left alone with your own mind. You wake up with your own thoughts echoing in silence. You sit in your room without messages lighting up your phone. You feel the weight of your own emotions without anyone rushing in to soothe them. At first, this silence can feel heavy. It can feel like something is missing. The mind, which has grown addicted to constant interaction and reassurance, becomes restless. You may feel boredom, loneliness, or even anxiety. But this discomfort is not a sign that something is wrong. It is a sign that you are finally meeting yourself without distraction. Buddhism teaches that awareness is the beginning of liberation. You cannot heal what you refuse to see. You cannot transform what you constantly escape. When you are single, you are given a rare and powerful opportunity to observe your inner world clearly. You start noticing patterns in your thinking. You begin to recognize how often you seek approval. You see how quickly insecurity rises when no one is there to reassure you. Instead of blaming a partner for your emotional ups and downs, you begin to take responsibility for your own reactions. You may discover that some of your loneliness does not come from the absence of a relationship, but from unresolved wounds inside you. Perhaps you never learned how to sit peacefully with yourself. Perhaps you were taught that love from others is the only proof that you are worthy. Perhaps you used relationships to avoid facing deeper fears of rejection, abandonment, or not being enough. Being single gently exposes these hidden layers. It shines light into the quiet corners of your mind where old pain has been stored. This is not meant to shame you. It is meant to strengthen you. When you begin to notice these patterns with compassion instead of judgment, something shifts inside you. You start understanding yourself more deeply. You become aware of your emotional triggers. You learn what truly makes you feel peaceful rather than temporarily distracted. Instead of running to someone else to feel better, you begin learning how to comfort yourself. Instead of seeking constant validation, you practice self-acceptance. Instead of avoiding difficult emotions, you sit with them patiently and observe how they rise and fall like waves. This process builds emotional maturity. It builds resilience. It builds a sense of inner stability that no relationship can give you. Most people avoid this self-confrontation for their entire lives. They jump from one connection to another, always searching for someone to fill a void they have never examined. They mistake distraction for healing. They mistake attention for love. But being single removes the escape routes. It invites you to grow in ways that are uncomfortable, yet deeply transformative. When you truly meet yourself, you begin to understand that you are not broken. You are simply human. You begin to forgive your past mistakes. You start recognizing your strengths more clearly. You realize that you have been stronger than you thought all along. Being single is not about isolation. It is about self-discovery. It is about developing the courage to sit in silence and still feel complete. It is about learning who you are when no one else is watching, praising, or criticizing you. And when you finally become comfortable in your own presence, you no longer fear being alone. You no longer depend on someone else to define you. In this way, being single becomes one of the most powerful spiritual teachers in your life. It strips away illusions, it removes distractions, and it gently guides you toward the most important relationship you will ever have, the relationship with yourself.
Buddha's cooking, let him cook.
2. You learn the difference between love and attachment. Many people believe they are searching for love, but if they look honestly within themselves, what they are truly searching for is relief. Relief from loneliness, relief from insecurity, relief from the quiet fear that maybe they are not enough on their own. They want someone to hold them not only physically, but emotionally, as proof that they matter. They want reassurance that they will not be abandoned. They want constant reminders that they are chosen. And while these desires are human, Buddhism gently teaches that when love becomes a shield against fear, it slowly turns into attachment. Attachment is not the same as love. Attachment says, I need you to feel okay. Love says, I choose you, but I am already okay. Attachment is rooted in anxiety. It constantly worries about losing the other person. It overthinks small changes in tone. It becomes restless when messages are delayed. It seeks control because it fears uncertainty. Love, on the other hand, flows from stability. It does not suffocate. It does not demand constant proof. It does not panic at every moment of distance. It trusts. When you are single, you begin to see this difference more clearly. Without someone there to lean on emotionally, you start noticing how often you have confused comfort with connection. You may realize that in the past, you did not miss the person as much as you missed the feeling of being wanted. You may recognize that what hurt most was not the end of love, but the loss of reassurance. This awareness is not meant to criticize you, it is meant to mature you. Buddhism explains that clinging creates suffering because anything you cling to is temporary. People change, feelings shift, circumstances evolve. If your emotional stability depends entirely on someone else's presence, then your peace will always feel fragile. Being single gives you the sacred space to rebuild your emotional foundation from within. You start learning how to calm your own anxiety instead of expecting someone else to fix it. You begin practicing self-soothing instead of seeking constant distraction. At first, this can feel challenging. The mind may crave attention. It may romanticize the past. It may whisper that you are incomplete without someone beside you. But if you observe these thoughts without reacting immediately, something powerful begins to happen. You realize that the craving is just a feeling, not a command. You understand that longing rises and falls like every other emotion, and in that understanding, you gain control. Over time, you start experiencing a new kind of strength. You begin enjoying your own presence without feeling restless. You appreciate connection when it appears, but you do not collapse when it disappears. You start defining love in a healthier way. Instead of asking, "Who will complete me?" you begin asking, "Am I complete within myself?" Instead of searching for someone to remove your fears, you work gently on dissolving those fears on your own. This transformation changes everything. When you no longer approach relationships from emptiness, your standards naturally rise. You stop chasing people who are inconsistent. You stop tolerating half effort or emotional games. You stop shrinking yourself to maintain someone's interest. You understand that real love does not require you to abandon your peace. It enhances it. Being single teaches you that love should be an addition to your life, not the foundation of your identity. It shows you that the healthiest relationships are formed when two individuals come together, not out of desperation, but out of mutual respect and wholeness. When you finally enter love from this place, you do not cling, you do not suffocate, you do not panic at the idea of loss. You appreciate the connection without fearing its end. This is spiritual maturity. This is emotional freedom. And this is why staying single long enough to understand the difference between attachment and love is not a delay in your life. It is preparation for something far deeper, calmer, and more meaningful than anything driven by fear. 3. Your energy becomes focused on inner growth instead of emotional turbulence. When you are in a relationship, a large portion of your mental and emotional energy is constantly flowing outward. You think about how the other person feels. You analyze their tone. You adjust your schedule. You invest time in conversations, plans, compromises, and sometimes conflicts. Even in healthy relationships, there is a continuous exchange of emotional attention. This is not wrong, but it requires energy. And many people underestimate how much of their inner power is consumed by emotional dynamics. When you are single, that energy returns to you. It no longer needs to be divided. It no longer needs to be constantly managed around someone else's moods or expectations. For the first time in a long time, your emotional focus can become centered entirely on your own growth. And this shift is spiritually powerful. Buddhism teaches that self-mastery is the path to peace. Self-mastery means understanding your mind, disciplining your habits, and strengthening your awareness. However, this level of growth requires uninterrupted attention. It requires space. It requires silence. When you are single, you are given that space. Instead of investing hours analyzing relationship problems, you can invest those hours understanding your own thought patterns. Instead of spending energy trying to maintain emotional harmony with someone else, you can learn how to create harmony within yourself. You can build routines that strengthen your body. You can develop discipline in your work. You can explore your passions without guilt or distraction. You can create goals that are aligned purely with your personal values rather than shaped around someone else's plans. Many people do not realize how much they shrink their ambitions to fit inside relationships. They compromise dreams, they delay personal projects, they silence parts of themselves to avoid conflict. But when you are single, you can expand freely. You can take risks, you can change direction, you can grow at your own pace without negotiating your transformation. This period allows you to observe your habits clearly. You begin noticing how you manage your time when no one is watching. You see how disciplined you truly are when there is no one there to impress. You discover what you genuinely enjoy when you are not trying to please someone else. This self-awareness builds authenticity. You begin constructing a life that reflects who you are, not who you think you should be for someone else. There is also a deep emotional benefit to this focused energy. When you are not constantly reacting to another person's emotions, your nervous system begins to calm down. You experience fewer dramatic highs and lows. You start feeling a steady, grounded sense of peace. This stability strengthens your confidence because it proves that your emotional balance does not depend on someone else's presence. Over time, you begin to trust yourself more. You trust your decisions. You trust your instincts. You trust your ability to navigate life independently. This trust is powerful because it removes fear from your future. You are no longer afraid of being alone because you have already built a life that feels meaningful without external validation. Being single also gives you the opportunity to define your purpose clearly. When you are not distracted by emotional turbulence, your mind becomes sharper. You begin asking deeper questions about what you truly want from life.
Buddha's cooking, let him cook.
You think about your long-term vision. You reflect on your values. You identify what truly matters to you beyond romantic attachment. This clarity is rare. Many people never take the time to ask themselves who they are outside of relationships. They move from one connection to another without ever fully understanding their own direction. But when you stay single intentionally, you create the mental space to build a foundation that is strong and independent. And here is the deeper spiritual truth. When you use your single season to grow, you become someone who does not need love to feel complete. You become someone who has already built strength, discipline, and inner peace. This changes the quality of any future relationship. Instead of entering love from emotional hunger, you enter from abundance. Instead of needing someone to stabilize you, you offer stability. Your energy becomes intentional instead of reactive. Your growth becomes consistent instead of interrupted. Your peace becomes internal instead of conditional. This is why being single is not wasted time. It is focused time. It is the period where you build the strongest version of yourself quietly, without applause, without distraction, and without emotional chaos. And when that version of you steps into the world, it carries a calm power that no external validation can ever replace. 4. You conquer the fear of loneliness and discover the power of solitude. One of the deepest fears hidden inside the human heart is not failure, not rejection, and not even death. It is loneliness. The fear of being alone in a quiet room with nothing but your own thoughts can feel heavier than many external problems. This fear drives people into relationships they know are unhealthy. It keeps them attached to connections that drain their peace. It convinces them that any company is better than silence. But Buddhism teaches something powerful and uncomfortable at the same time. It teaches that suffering often grows from the resistance to what is, and if you resist being alone, you will always feel incomplete. When you stay single intentionally, you are not just avoiding relationships, you are facing the very fear that most people spend their lives running from. You are choosing to sit in the silence instead of filling it. You are allowing yourself to experience your own company without distraction. At first, this can feel unsettling. The mind may become restless. It may search for noise. It may replay memories. It may imagine scenarios of what could have been. It may whisper that something is missing. But if you observe this restlessness carefully, you begin to notice something important. The discomfort does not last forever. It rises like a wave, peaks, and then slowly fades. The mind's panic about being alone begins to lose its intensity when you stop reacting to it. You begin to understand that loneliness is not a permanent identity. It is simply an emotion moving through you. Buddhism teaches that everything is impermanent, including feelings of isolation. When you sit with solitude calmly instead of fighting it, you start discovering its hidden gift. You realize that being alone does not mean being unloved. It does not mean being unwanted. It does not mean being broken. It simply means you are in a space where you can reconnect with yourself without interference. Solitude slowly transforms from something frightening into something empowering. You begin to enjoy simple moments without needing someone beside you. You can take a walk and feel present instead of empty. You can sit quietly and feel thoughtful instead of anxious. You can spend a weekend alone without feeling like you are missing out on life. This shift is subtle but powerful. It changes the way you see yourself. When you are no longer afraid of being alone, you remove one of the strongest emotional chains in your life. No one can manipulate you through the threat of leaving. No one can control you by offering attention and then withdrawing it. You are no longer trapped by the need to hold on to people just to avoid silence. This is emotional freedom. Many people confuse solitude with isolation, but they are not the same. Isolation is painful because it feels forced and unwanted. Solitude is peaceful because it is chosen. When you choose to be single, you are choosing solitude as a teacher. You are learning how to be complete in your own presence. You are developing the ability to sit with your thoughts without panic. You are strengthening your inner stability. Over time, something beautiful happens. The silence that once felt heavy begins to feel spacious. You start hearing your own intuition more clearly. You notice your inner voice without external noise drowning it out. You begin understanding your emotions instead of suppressing them. You become more aware of your triggers and more patient with your healing process. This growth builds deep confidence, not the loud external kind that seeks attention, but the quiet kind that does not crumble when no one is watching. You realize that your happiness does not disappear just because you are alone. Your worth does not decrease in the absence of a relationship. Your existence is still meaningful even in silence. And here is the deeper truth. When you conquer the fear of loneliness, you change the way you approach love forever. You no longer enter relationships out of fear. You do not rush into connections just to avoid being by yourself. You become selective, not desperate. You value peace more than company. You choose love because it adds to your life, not because you are running from emptiness. Being single becomes the training ground where you learn this lesson. It is where you discover that solitude is not your enemy, it is your ally. It teaches you resilience. It teaches you independence. It teaches you that your presence alone is enough. When you can sit in a quiet room and feel calm instead of anxious, you have conquered one of the greatest fears of the human mind. And once that fear loses its power over you, your entire life begins to feel lighter. You are no longer chasing noise. You are no longer afraid of silence. You are simply at peace with yourself. That peace is not something everyone reaches, but being single gives you the rare opportunity to find it. 5. You build deep inner validation instead of living on external approval. One of the quietest addictions in the human heart is the need to feel chosen. Most people do not openly admit it, but they measure their worth by how much attention they receive. If someone desires them, they feel valuable. If someone compliments them, they feel confident. If someone chooses them romantically, they feel important. And when that attention fades or disappears, their sense of worth collapses with it. This is not weakness, it is conditioning. From a young age, many people are taught that being loved by others is proof that they matter. But Buddhism gently teaches that anything external is unstable. If your value depends on someone else's approval, then your peace will always feel fragile. When you are single, especially for a longer period of time, this illusion begins to break. There is no constant romantic reassurance. There is no daily reminder that someone is thinking about you. There is no external confirmation that you are attractive, interesting, or special. And at first, this can feel unsettling. The mind may start questioning itself. It may whisper, "Am I not enough?" It may compare you to others who appear loved and admired. It may search for signs that something is wrong with you. But if you stay present instead of reacting to those thoughts, something powerful begins to happen. You start realizing that your worth has never truly been dependent on someone choosing you. You begin understanding that attention is not the same as value. Many people receive attention and still feel empty. Many people are desired and still feel insecure. External validation can temporarily boost the ego, but it cannot build lasting peace. Being single gives you the opportunity to develop a different kind of confidence. Instead of asking, "Who approves of me?" you begin asking, "Do I approve of myself?" Instead of trying to impress someone else, you begin focusing on living in alignment with your own values. You start making decisions not to gain praise, but to maintain self-respect. This shift is subtle but transformative. When you rely on external approval, you are constantly adjusting yourself to fit expectations. You may soften your personality. You may hide certain opinions. You may act in ways that attract attention instead of expressing authenticity. But when you build inner validation, you no longer feel the need to perform. You become comfortable being fully yourself, even if that means not everyone understands you. Buddhism teaches that attachment to praise and fear of criticism both disturb the mind. If your happiness rises with compliments and falls with rejection, then your emotional state is controlled by others.
Buddha's cooking, let him cook.
Being single creates space for you to detach from this cycle. You begin noticing how often you seek reassurance. You start observing how praise affects your ego and how silence affects your insecurity. And instead of judging yourself for it, you become aware. Awareness slowly transforms insecurity into stability. You learn how to validate your own efforts. You appreciate your progress, even if no one applauds it. You recognize your strengths without needing someone else to point them out. You begin respecting yourself quietly. Over time, this inner validation creates a deep sense of grounding. Rejection no longer feels like a personal attack on your identity. It simply feels like a difference in preference. Silence from others no longer feels like proof of your inadequacy. It simply feels like space. You stop chasing people who fail to recognize your worth because you already recognize it yourself. This kind of confidence is calm. It is not loud. It does not need to prove anything. It does not seek constant attention. It rests peacefully inside you. And the more you build it, the less desperate you become for external reassurance. When you eventually enter a relationship from this place, everything changes. You no longer depend on constant compliments to feel secure. You no longer panic at small changes in behavior. You no longer tolerate disrespect just to avoid being alone. You know your value independently of someone else's affection. Being single becomes the sacred period where you construct this inner foundation. It is the time when you learn that your existence has meaning even when no one is watching. It is when you discover that self-respect feels stronger than external approval. It is when you realize that true confidence is built in silence, not in applause. And once you truly internalize your worth, no one can take it away from you. Not rejection, not distance, not comparison. Your validation becomes internal, steady, and unshakable. This is spiritual strength. This is emotional independence. And this is one of the greatest advantages of staying single long enough to truly love yourself first. 6. You begin to attract love from wholeness instead of emptiness. There is a quiet law of life that many people do not fully understand. The state of your inner world determines the quality of what you attract into your outer world. Your relationships are not random accidents. They often reflect your emotional condition, your level of self-respect, and your hidden beliefs about yourself. When you feel incomplete inside, you unconsciously search for someone to fill that emptiness. When you feel insecure, you may attract someone who feeds on that insecurity. When you doubt your worth, you may accept treatment that confirms that doubt. This is not punishment, it is reflection. Buddhism teaches that the outer world mirrors the inner mind. If the mind is restless and craving, it will seek attachments that match that restlessness. If the mind is grounded and aware, it will naturally gravitate towards stability. When you stay single intentionally, you interrupt the cycle of attracting from emptiness. You stop rushing into relationships just to escape loneliness. You stop choosing people simply because they offer attention. You start asking deeper questions about what you truly need and what you truly deserve. During this season, you begin healing the parts of yourself that once felt unworthy. You examine your past patterns. You reflect on the type of people you were drawn to before. You may realize that you accepted less than you deserved because you were afraid to be alone. You may recognize that you confused intensity with compatibility. You may see that you were chasing validation instead of connection. This awareness changes your standards, not in an arrogant way, but in a grounded way. Your expectations rise naturally as your self-respect strengthens. You begin valuing peace over excitement. You begin valuing emotional safety over temporary passion. You start recognizing red flags more quickly because you are no longer blinded by desperation. When you feel whole inside, your choices become calmer. You are no longer in a hurry. You do not panic at the thought of waiting. You do not chase someone just because they show interest. You observe their character. You pay attention to how they handle conflict. You notice how they treat others. You move slowly, not out of fear, but out of clarity. Being single allows you to build this clarity without pressure. You learn how to enjoy your life independently. You create routines that make you proud of yourself. You develop discipline and emotional balance. You form a strong relationship with your own mind. And as this inner stability grows, something powerful happens. You no longer feel like you are searching for someone to complete you. You feel complete already. When you attract love from this place, it feels different. It feels lighter. It does not feel like survival. It does not feel like dependency. It feels like sharing. You are not looking for someone to rescue you. You are not asking someone to fix your loneliness. You are offering companionship from a place of abundance. Buddhism teaches that attachment arises from craving. But when you are not craving love, when you are not desperately searching for it, love has the space to appear naturally. It comes without forcing. It comes without anxiety. It comes without the need to control outcomes. This is the difference between attracting from emptiness and attracting from wholeness. Emptiness says, I need you so I can feel okay. Wholeness says, I am already okay, and I would like to walk beside you. One creates fear, the other creates peace. Staying single long enough to become whole changes the entire trajectory of your future relationships. It filters out chaos, it removes urgency, it replaces desperation with discernment. You begin choosing partners who align with your values instead of partners who simply fill a temporary emotional gap. And even if love does not appear immediately, you no longer feel incomplete without it. Your happiness does not depend on its arrival. You are patient. You are grounded. You trust your timing because you trust yourself. Being single becomes the sacred preparation stage where you raise your emotional standard. It is where you learn that love should complement your life, not compensate for what you lack. It is where you discover that the greatest attraction begins with self-respect. When you are whole, you attract differently. When you are calm, you choose wisely. When you are complete within yourself, love becomes a gift instead of a necessity. That is spiritual maturity. And that is why staying single can be one of the most powerful advantages on your path toward true, peaceful love. 7. You realize you were never incomplete to begin with. Perhaps the deepest illusion that society teaches is the idea that you are only half of something. From childhood, many people are told directly or indirectly that happiness will begin when someone chooses them. Movies repeat it. Songs glorify it. Social media celebrates it. The message becomes quiet but powerful inside the mind. You are waiting for your other half. You are incomplete until someone arrives to finish you. But Buddhism challenges this belief at its root. It teaches that suffering often begins when we believe something essential is missing. It teaches that craving arises from the illusion of incompleteness.
Buddha's cooking, let him cook.
When you believe you are lacking, you begin searching desperately. When you believe you are unfinished, you begin chasing someone to complete the story. Being single long enough gives you the rare opportunity to question this belief deeply. It forces you to sit with yourself without the constant reinforcement of external validation. At first, this can feel uncomfortable because the mind has been trained to believe that aloneness equals deficiency. You may feel as if something is absent. You may compare your life to others who seem happily partnered. You may quietly wonder whether you are behind. But if you stay present with these thoughts instead of believing them immediately, something powerful begins to unfold. You start realizing that the feeling of incompleteness is not a fact. It is a story you absorbed. It is a narrative shaped by culture, expectations, and fear. When you look at yourself honestly, you begin noticing something else entirely. You are breathing. You are growing. You are learning. You are capable of peace. Nothing essential is actually missing from your existence. Buddhism teaches that your nature is already whole. Your awareness is complete. Your capacity for joy, discipline, kindness, and strength already exists within you. A relationship can add companionship, but it cannot create your worth. A partner can share experiences, but they cannot build your identity. When you deeply understand this, your perspective on love transforms completely. Being single becomes a sacred mirror. It shows you who you are when no one else is reflecting you back to yourself. You begin discovering your preferences, your values, your boundaries without compromise. You learn what truly makes you peaceful instead of what temporarily distracts you. You understand your strengths without someone praising them. You recognize your weaknesses without someone criticizing them. Slowly, your self-concept becomes internal instead of external. You stop defining yourself by relationship status. You stop measuring your progress by comparison. You begin measuring your growth by awareness, by discipline, by emotional stability. You start noticing that your happiness can exist on an ordinary afternoon, sitting quietly with yourself, without anyone else present. This realization changes the way you move through the world. When you no longer believe you are incomplete, you stop chasing love as a rescue mission. You stop romanticizing people as solutions to your inner discomfort. You stop accepting less than you deserve just to avoid being alone. Instead, you walk with quiet confidence. You understand that if someone enters your life, they are walking beside you, not carrying you. There is a powerful freedom in this understanding. You are no longer afraid of being left because you do not collapse without someone. You are no longer desperate to be chosen because you have already chosen yourself. You are no longer anxious about timing because you trust your journey. The urgency fades, the pressure dissolves. You begin living in the present rather than waiting for a future relationship to unlock your happiness. Many people never reach this stage because they move from one attachment to another, constantly searching for completion outside themselves. They do not pause long enough to realize that the feeling of lack was never about the absence of a partner. It was about the absence of self-acceptance. Being single gives you the time to cultivate that acceptance deeply. You begin practicing self-compassion instead of self-criticism. You forgive your past mistakes instead of defining yourself by them. You develop patience with your growth instead of rushing it. You treat yourself with the same kindness you once hoped someone else would give you. And as this inner relationship strengthens, you feel less and less empty. Eventually, something shifts permanently. You wake up one day and notice that you are not waiting anymore. You are not counting days. You are not measuring your worth by your relationship status. You feel grounded. You feel stable. You feel complete. Not because someone arrived, but because you arrived within yourself. This is the spiritual advantage of staying single long enough to truly know who you are.
Because this is something that you're just not taught in a whole lot of religious practices today. Most people teach you the opposite, that you need to be married, you need to be yoked up, you're missing something, you're incomplete. And in reality, it's the other way around. And the longer you're alone, the longer you're by yourself, the easier it is for you to reach spiritual enlightenment, which is the reason why I believe the establishment set up all of these marital institutions and yoking yourself up. And Valentine's Day, matter of fact, just came and went. And again, that's them promoting you being with someone else. What I've started doing since I've been by myself, and honestly, even when I was still married, because my husband barely did anything that was, in my opinion, romantic, especially the longer our relationship went on, it just became more or less roommates. So what I start doing for myself is buy yourself some loving cards and write yourself a Valentine's Day card. Get yourself a box of chocolates. Get yourself some beautiful roses and flowers, and then tell yourself how much you love yourself and you appreciate yourself. Because truth be told, the way that you treat yourself is how life is going to respond to you. Again, everything is a mind matrix, and it starts with your own internal thoughts. So if you want a better life experience, you're going to have to do some self-work, some self-reflection, and go within yourself. which is what I've been doing, and it has been absolutely amazing. Things that I've dreamed of for years are finally starting to come true, and it's simply because I'm prioritizing myself. I'm putting myself first. After 2 decades of being mommy and being wifey, now I'm able to just focus on myself, and it's truly amazing. So again, those of you who are single, don't feel like you're missing something. Don't think that you're incomplete, because you're not. You were born alone. You're going to transition alone. So your goal while you're here is to focus on yourself. If you end up meeting someone in this lifetime and you yoke yourself up with someone else, still prioritize yourself. Put yourself first. Do not lose yourself in any type of relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship, a family relationship, a friendship. Always put yourself first, and I'm telling you, you're going to have a much better life experience. I'm glad I got my girl.
The black of the belly, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. Tupac kids, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave. Cause sister, you don't need, and I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? That when brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a hat. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women. Do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, ladies, but keep your head up.
Radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
The Golden Race. Conscious radio for the conscious community.
If you enjoyed this podcast today, you're going to love the full-length podcasts that are locked under exclusive content. Gain access by clicking the link in the description box below.